The wars of the last 3 years have increased the strain on members of the National Guard, and you can see some of that strain in the state of West Virginia. More than three-quarters of the state's Guard members have been called to active duty at least once since the September 11 attacks. Many of the Guard members also serve in police departments, sheriff's offices, and fire departments, which have to do without them. Some sheriffs are now turning to retired officers to fill in, as Dan Hyman reports.
Fayette County, 700 square miles of mountains and valleys in southern West Virginia, is yellow ribbon country. So many people have gone overseas from here that most of the support the troops stickers on the cars and pickups specify a military unit by name and number. It's a rural place and generally quiet, but not always.
A unit with a CO2 monitor.
The 30-person sheriff's department here has to deal with everything. One day, a deputy might be serving papers in a civil suit or acting as a court bailiff. The next day, it's a domestic dispute or a meth addict hopped up on speed. The department answers an average of 140 911 calls a week, and Sheriff Bill Laird says they can get to be spread pretty thin.
Your next closest backup can literally be 30 to 45 minutes away, so I think deputy sheriffs in this jurisdiction have gotten used to going it alone.
With three deputies off on military service and another one about to join them, Laird has a problem. He's in good company. A majority of the state's police and fire departments are short-staffed. Melissa McClung with the State Sheriff's Association says it's particularly tough on small rural departments. She says when Roane County had one of its tiny staff called up, the sheriff had to start pulling the empty shifts.
With one deployment and you only have six deputies to begin with, and you're trying to cover a whole county, it's hard to do. I mean, he's the sheriff. And he works night shift on Thursday and Friday.
Civil service rules say you can't replace a deputy who's called to military duty. Plus, it might take a year and a half of training before a raw recruit can really take the place of an experienced officer. But to relieve the county's personnel bind, the state has made it easier for sheriffs to temporarily hire retired deputies. Laird had the phone in his hand when the new rules took effect.
In this instance, I was literally awaiting the day in which that statute became effective so that I could extend reemployment offers to former members of this department.
The sheriff now has one retired officer back in the ranks and is scrambling to find two more. It's quite common for a former West Virginia deputy to take a new job in law enforcement to supplement a pension. Leonard Bickford says the extra money doesn't hurt, but it's not the main reason he came back.
Just glad to help out while they're keeping us safe. I mean, I went to Vietnam, same as they're in over there. It's hard to talk about. There's a big need, and I'd hate to think what it'd be if we wasn't doing this.
What you see in the sheriff's department mirrors what is happening throughout the county. Assistant County Prosecutor Brian Parsons put in 6 months active duty as a captain in the Army Reserves.
Before September 11th and before the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, no one knew someone who had been deployed overseas for any sort of conflict. Now, you can't find somebody who doesn't have a brother, a husband, someone who's close to him who's deployed, and it's very stressful.
The call of duty cuts deep here, and Parsons says it has less to do with politics or foreign affairs than with the feeling of community in a small town.
And it doesn't matter if anyone's for or against the war. It's, hey, you know, your neighbors, people you know, they need help, you do it.
For NPR News, I'm Dan Hyman.